Cape Winelands Airport, formerly Fazanacral Airfield, originated as a South Africa and Air Force airfield constructed around 1943 for Lockheed Ventura bombers. Now privately owned since 1993, it is situated approximately 13 kilometers northeast of Durbanville. Functioning as a general flying airfield, Cape Winelands Airport is popular for flight training in the Cape Town area, attracting fixed-wing and helicopter schools, as well as Air Mercy Service's Pilatus PC-12. Private and company aircraft frequently use the airport for passenger pickups and drop-offs. Notably, the airport has accommodated the Lockheed C-130 Hercules, and it has been a chosen location for various advertisements and film productions. Cape Winelands are 7-billion expansion. Cape Winelands Airport is currently undergoing an R7-billion expansion program set to conclude in 2027, heralding a transformative phase for the region's development and accessibility. Initially established in 1943 and primarily catering to general aviation traffic, the airport's ambitious upgrade aims to position it as a catalyst for regional growth. Dion Cloet, the managing director of Cape Winelands Airport, expressed excitement about the expansion, highlighting the numerous benefits a commercial airport brings to the region. Chloe emphasized the airport's role as an integral part of the regional value chain, underscoring a sense of responsibility toward fostering development. Recent press releases have revealed key components of the development plans, including vineyards integrated into the landscaping to showcase the region's rich wine culture. The expansion also envisions open spaces featuring a plaza, hotel, conference center, wine tasting experiences, an outdoor amphitheater accommodating up to 5,000 people, and an aviation museum. Via airspaceafrica.com. Within the controlled airside area, a portion of the land is earmarked for a botanical garden housing a diverse collection of indigenous finbos. The airport is committed to offering a modern travel experience, featuring contemporary amenities and services. This includes advanced technology check-in counters for swift processing, spacious waiting lounges with ergonomic seating, and a focus on self-sufficiency in water and electricity, aiming to operate off the grid as much as possible. The comprehensive expansion program not only promises enhanced travel facilities but also underscores a commitment to sustainability and cultural representation, making Cape Winelands Airport a pivotal hub for the region's future growth. Developmental proceeding. 3D rendered image from the plan, via airspaceafrica.com. The current phase of the project involves repositioning the main runway to have a 0119 orientation with a length of 3,500 meters. A key aspect is the construction of a passenger terminal capable of handling 5.2 million annual passengers. Future developments, such as cargo terminals, aircraft hangars, a hotel, and landside commercial real estate, will be undertaken in response to market demand. The master plan and specialized aviation studies were conducted by the local office of NACO, Netherlands Airport Consultants. Cape Winelands Airport History. Aerial photo of the Cape Winelands Airport, via Wikipedia. Built on a 150-hectare site in 1943 for the South African Air Force, the Cape Winelands Airport originally had four runways, with only two, RWY-23/05 and RWY-14/32, still in use today. The in-use taxiways and other runways are visible from overhead. In the 1960s, the airfield was transferred to the local municipality and later sold to a private owner in 1993. In 2021, billionaire Rob Herseff expressed plans to purchase the airport to transform it into a secondary hub for Cape Town.